Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong will hold a press conference today requesting to be taken off administrative leave despite Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao saying the city is still waiting for the results of an investigation. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Matier. And Phil, this feels really strange, having a police chief lobbying to go back to work.
Well, this is strange, but the fact is, a city that's had 10 police chiefs in 10 years is strange in and of itself, and that's Oakland. What we're talking about here is a police chief who was put on leave over allegations that he bungled an investigation into an officer who had been involved in a car accident in a garage and didn't report it, and then had his gun go off in a freight elevator at the police station and didn't go into that either. He was since relieved and suspended. But it's interesting to note that what happened was that somebody within the department tipped the federal oversight person in charge, Robert Warshaw, that they thought that there had been a bungled investigation, and he asked for an independent investigation, which came out pretty damning to the chief. Now, usually when these reports come out, the chief goes quietly or gets fired. But in this case, even the mayor was caught off guard by these reports, and instead she put him on administrative leave while they sorted through things. Now, here's where it gets interesting, Eric and Margie, because what's happened in the 2 days since then, in the 3 days, is community support, especially among the African-American community, is kind of growing, saying, what's going on here? And we have a chief now that's turning around and saying, I don't think this is fair. As a matter of fact, this guy, Robert Warshaw, took the case away from us, never gave us a chance to take our appropriate action, and now is criticizing for us. So this is a real change, and it's going to get real interesting real quick.
Yeah, it'll be so interesting to watch. Thanks so much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.